Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me. Today is March 30th, 2020. We are moving through the end of March into April, and what a year it has been. So many big energies, so many big developments, and it's only going to continue. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know that we've been talking about how 2020 has rare, powerful astrology, and this is a time of global changes. This is when things are changing permanently on our planet, and we are undergoing a very intense renovation. There is a deep reset that's happening at all levels of our lives, and we are going to be starting a new chapter soon enough. But at this time, we're moving through uncertainty, anxiety, possibilities, what ifs. A lot can be coming up for you. A lot can be coming up for anyone you live with, a partner, a spouse, your children, your family. There's just a lot happening right now, and it's bringing up a lot of questions. So in today's show, I want to focus on two energies in your natal astrology chart that are very personal to you. And we're going to talk about your Mercury and your Venus, because when you understand these parts of your energies, it's going to help you understand how you're perceiving changes, how you're thinking about them, and also connect to what you need right now. Now, previously, I did a show for you all about your Moon and your Mars and moving through uncertain times with trust. And that was focused on your moon, which is your emotional needs, your daily needs. Your moon sign is how you respond. It's your emotional parameter, if you will, around how you interact with the world. The moon sign is our daily energy, how we navigate life on a daily basis. So it's very important to know your moon sign. Mars is how you go after what you want. Mars is your desires. It's your motivation. It's where you say, yes, I want that. I'm going to make that happen. And of course, that energy is very different depending on whatever astrological sign Mars is in. So both the Moon and Mars are part of your personal planets. And now we're going to take a look at Mercury and Venus, which are other components of your personality. And I hope all of this is helping you piece together more about what you are experiencing right now, your own unique experience of this reality, of this illusion even that we call reality, since everything is really moving through us and it's moving through quite quickly. So something I want to share is that a lot of what we're going to see and feel and witness throughout 2020 is meant to keep pushing us further. And I know I've mentioned that visual of the tidal waves. Well, the tidal waves are going to keep coming in, and there's going to be some that are bigger and some that are smaller, but we're meant to keep moving forward. And that movement's going to change form. And so we need to move forward, perhaps professionally. Perhaps there's things that you've been aware of in your career, in your life, that you're ready to let go of one chapter and begin the next one. You're feeling that momentum. You could also be working with the emotional waves that are going on around the planet now. As the big developments unfold, as things come about, there is a lot that gets triggered within us, a lot of healing that will need to occur. And everyone goes through their own healing process and their own grieving process in a different way. So that's something to understand about yourself, is what your emotional process is, what that looks like, what that feels like, and to understand how it's your own, and everyone's going to have it at a slightly different speed, a slightly different experience. This is just part of the tidal waves of this year. Another tidal wave, if you will be the spiritual growth component of it all, going into the higher perspective and the higher knowingness. One of the big themes at this time, for many of you, especially who have been awake for a very long time, you're very in tune with energies, is that we are certainly moving back and forth between our 3D reality and our 5D energies. And as you move back and forth between the 5D and the 3D and back again, you will start to feel at home in the 5D energies even more. And that's one of the gifts of these tidal waves, is that it's pushing you to grow. It's pushing you to see something from a higher perspective. It's pushing us into more of our soul's growth and our soul's deep wisdom that perhaps we become disconnected from when we're going about our lives or when we're overly invested in the 3D matrix. And that's, of course, what is crumbling right now. That's what's falling apart. Those are the structures that are coming undone. And we've talked about this for many years now. I know that I think it was in 2017 we first started talking about this, and then certainly 2018, 2019, about how this astrology is showing us the parts of our lives that are no longer energetically needed. They're no longer energetically stable. They aren't the correct foundation. They served a purpose. And now we are recreating and evolving into a new reality with new structures and new energetic foundations. But as good as that sounds, it can be brutal with this destruction that is happening, because this is when you lose things that you've built into your life, whether that is an identity or a role. A professional part of you is changing permanently and forever. This can certainly pertain to finances and economics and how our world is changing permanently now. It already has in a way, and it's going to continue to change. And so the more that you can be aware of the economic effects, the more that you can be ready to make some new choices and new decisions. I don't want to downplay the economics at this time or the finances, because it's a very real part of our lives. And it's something that will be unfolding throughout 2020, is that, you know, the things that are coming apart and coming down, again, are structures that are no longer energetically sound for where we're going, for what humanity needs. So anything that is exaggerated, anything that's false, anything that's been fabricated or overinflated, essentially anything that's not truly real is falling apart and coming undone. And that's is very real, but then it brings up, well, what about my life, right? Like, you look at your own finances, your own savings, your own stock market, your 401k, your salary, like it brings up all these parts of our lives. This is a very serious thing, considering too how living paycheck to paycheck is the norm for many people. So we're really looking at some very big parts of our lives at this time. And what is happening is that we are essentially coming back to baseline priorities. And what are your priorities in your life? When things are collapsing, when they are removed, when they are taken away, when essentially we're having a global tower moment and we're being asked to look at what is real and what is not real, what is essential to our lives, and it's not what we thought it was. It looks different now. It looks different in 2020. Everything has come to a screeching halt. And, you know, you look at the state of the globe right now, and it's really unbelievable that whole cities are shut down, that there's no traffic on the LA highways, that the New York subways are empty, that Disney World is vacant, that the airports and airlines around the globe are not operating. All of these things sound unbelievable. And it's almost like if we had talked about it 3 months ago, we all would have been, oh no, that's not even possible. There's no way that would happen. Well, now we live in a different reality where all these things are stopped, they're halted, and there's this huge global reset. And it can't be denied. And of course, we're all experiencing it. And I want you to know how safe you are within this reality, how this is part of the soul's desire and the soul's mission to hold the light at this time, to be a part of this experience, to maintain your energetic frequency and your soul's wisdom as all of these renovations and really intense transformations take place and unfold. It's certainly now feasible that there can be other resets that happen, such as technology resets, the internet being down for a while, maybe the power grid or the energy grid goes down for a bit, or there's rolling blackouts and things disrupt our lives in ways we weren't expecting because what we considered normal is no longer normal. So if, for example, the internet is down for a few days, or if there are some disturbances in the power grid, that is also an energetic reset, and that's obviously a technological reset. So it's almost like anything's possible right now. And even though that can be very unnerving, it's also quite exciting because here we are at this pivotal time of shifting to greater light, shifting to a new standard on the planet of what we accept, of what is okay, of what we want in mankind, and how we want to be on this planet, how we want integrity and great leadership, and we want there to be enough for everyone, and how we want everyone to be free and children to feel safe. And we want to experience the best of life and know that we have abundance and that we have so much healing potentials all around us through many forms. It's like there's this potential now to live a better life, to have a better experience on Earth than ever before. And if you can hold that vision, if you can hold that understanding that perhaps this is leading to an even better destination, it's going to help get through these tidal waves and bumps and bruises. And in a previous show, I mentioned flying above the turbulence, right? And staying above it. And maybe that sounds great, but in reality, it might not be the everyday experience because there is turbulence right now. But if you can go to that place of taking care of yourself and knowing yourself, you're going to navigate all of this much better. So this is why it's important to understand your Mercury. So Mercury is the fastest moving planet, and it is associated with communications, how you think, how you process information, how you take something in and ponder it and then speak about it. Mercury is how we really get an understanding of what is all around us, how we interpret stimuli, how we understand and formulate our thoughts. And then, of course, what we write about, what we speak about, what we communicate to others, how we have conversations, how we listen. So you get the idea. It's our mental process. It's our cerebral process. And Mercury is very important right now to understand because it's how you're going to get to know how you are taking in all of the information that's swirling around us right now, how you're going to understand where your thought processes go, both the higher expression and lower expression of your Mercury. So you would look at where Mercury is by astrological sign. And depending on which astrological sign Mercury is in, that's essentially how your mind takes in information and understands it. And when you get to know Mercury based on its astrological sign, then you can go to deeper understanding by looking at the house placement that it's in. And this is where your mind is naturally open or curious. This is where you have interests. This is where your mind goes to understand information or to seek out more information. So understanding your Mercury can be a vital way to know what is important to you, what captures your mind and your mental interest, and helps you understand how you move through the world intellectually. Now, Mercury is also how we communicate with others. It's how we relate to people verbally. And one thing I always think about with Mercury is that when you were younger, you were in school, maybe you had a favorite teacher. And you really liked how they taught, you really liked their style, their information, how they spoke, they really connected with you. Chances are their Mercury made some type of beneficial aspect to your natal astrology chart. And it could have made a nice trine to your sun or something to your moon or a connection to your own Mercury. The Mercury energy is how we interact with others through communications. And it's a cool thing to understand because you're going to then see, oh yes, I can see why I always have good conversations with this person, or I really like what they have to say, or really like how they communicate, or whatever it might be. That's your Mercury. That's your Mercury talking to you. So depending on which astrological sign your Mercury is in, depends on the speed of how you learn, the style. It depends on the evidence or the understandings that fit for you. For example, if your Mercury is in a water sign, you have that feeling component that can be that you speak with emotion or you really need to feel a connection to something in order to be interested. If you have Mercury in an earth sign, You could be much more evidential based. You need proof. You want to see something. You need data. You need something tangible in the real world. If your Mercury is in a fire sign, you could be very motivational or inspirational. You could have a lot of ideas. Mercury in the fire signs tends to work faster as well. Or if you have Mercury in the air signs, this is typically where Mercury is at home and does well. So Mercury in the air signs is a natural linguistic and is a natural communicator, can have a lot of thoughts, a lot of ideas, and want to share them with others. Mercury can also show you your own mental cycles, where you spin in something perhaps, where you are overly focused on one area of life or one part of your experience, because that's the mind spinning in what it needs, in what it understands, and in what it wants. And that can help you get an idea of perhaps how to redirect your Mercury, how to be aware of any loops or spinning that you stay in, and how to redirect it to another perception or another way of viewing things. So Mercury is very important, and the more that you understand your own Mercury, the more you're also going to understand what is mentally interesting to you. And I think at this time, it is very important to have somewhere to go where you are mentally engaged, where your mind is active, where it feels strong and good and powerful. There's so many things in our lives where we're a passive participant, if you will, where we're just viewing something, you know, we're just watching, we're scrolling and swiping, and all of that is good, of course. Like, we need the downtime and the mental breaks. But when you know your own Mercury, you're going to know what really interests you and where to direct your time and attention. Very important at this time to choose an outlet that is mentally satisfying, that gives you that stimuli. This is where we say, you know, find a hobby, you know, find a expression, find something that you enjoy doing, because that's essentially taking care of your Mercury, which is taking care of your mind. So when we look at how Mercury is the mind, it is a part of our human experience that we want to elevate at this time. We want to raise the vibration and the energy of what our mind is seeking at this time, so that you don't go into some of those lower energetic anxieties or fears, which would, by the way, just it'd be valid right now. It's understandable. But this reminds you that you are in control. You have the power to choose. You have the power to decide where you're going to direct your time, energy, and attention. So get to know your Mercury. What does your Mercury need? What interests your Mercury? Where does your Mercury get lit up or excited to understand something, to learn, to grow? This is all important to know, because when you have that direction, it helps you feel mentally strong. And I think that throughout 2020, we need that. We need to feel mentally strong. We need to remember that we're in charge of where our minds go, and that we have the ability to consciously choose what our Mercury needs. So I hope that's given you some good ways to look at, well, what do I need right now that maybe I didn't realize I needed? Anything from a really good book to learning a new trade to understanding different concepts to, you know, expanding what you've previously known about something. That Mercury typically is a learning energy, but it can also be something, again, that's just mentally engaging. And I'm getting the image of even doing, you know, some kinds of arts and crafts that's soothing to the mind, that takes it out of any stress or any anxiety inducing situations. I'm also getting the visual of one of those coloring books where you use the colored pencils and you just do something that is enjoyable with color. See, there's so many things that can be done that are good for the mind, that are supportive of what our minds need. So if you can incorporate that into your life right now, it's going to make for smoother sailing. And it's going to also remind you of who you are. We take in so much information and stimuli on a daily basis. We take in so much on an hourly basis. I mean, you can just go to any social media channel and get lost, right? Scrolling or swiping or reading or interacting. And all of that can be satisfying. But what this feels like is you're really understanding what you need that is based on your own conscious choices. So the more you can focus on that, the better you are going to feel about your daily experiences at this time. Now, to counteract the Mercury energy, we also have the importance of Venus in your natal astrology chart. And Venus is where we receive. It's where we feel good about ourselves, where we feel confident. It's where you feel loved. And it's what you need to feel good about yourself. So Venus in your natal chart, whichever sign your Venus is in, she is showing you what's naturally going to make you happier, what's going to bring you joy, what's going to bring you a sense of, oh, I just love this. And that's what you want to connect to at this time as well, because whenever we're going through these big energies, it's very easy to disconnect from the parts of ourselves that need to feel joy, that need to feel loved, that need to feel that they are in the moment and receiving what they need. So Venus is where we want to feel pretty, where we want to feel handsome, where we want to feel confident, that we are really loving who we are, body, mind, and soul, that we love who we are at this time, and that there's the energy of self-acceptance. So your Venus is inviting you to love yourself more and understand what brings you joy. And of course, that could be something wildly complex and elaborate, or it could be something very simple and self-contained. Venus wants you to enjoy the journey. And she's associated with the divine feminine energies that are all about remembering that you're loved, that you're provided for, that you're supported. And as you connect with Venus in your natal astrology chart and you speak to her by understanding her astrological sign, and then you speak to her by understanding her house placement. And wherever a planet is located by astrological house is where that planet lives. It's where it feels at home, and it's the natural environment that it really enjoys expressing itself. So just as your natal Mercury could be at home in, say, the second house, perhaps your natal Venus is at home in the 12th house. You'd want to understand what those house placements are, because that's where you're going to understand where Venus shines and where Mercury comes alive. So you understand the specifics by astrological sign and by house, and right there, you're pointed in the right direction to understanding what you need and how you can take care of yourself right now. Now, you could also do this for your children, your spouse, your partner, your roommates. You could understand more about who they are, how they think, what they need by Mercury and Venus placements. And these are part of our personal planets and part of our personal energy fields. So this is where astrology becomes much more specific, much more attuned to what you need and who you are in this lifetime. And Mercury and Venus are actually siblings in astrology. They get along great typically. They're kind of equals, if you will, because they're looking to help you know yourself and help you satisfy what your needs are at this time. Venus and Mars are known as the feminine and the masculine energies, the yin and the yang, if you will. And they are also known as the lovers. But when we look at Mercury and Venus, we're getting in touch with some deeper energies in our being that we could have glossed over. And it's very easy almost to overlook what the Mercury and Venus planets need, because we get into a programmed state or an autopilot of this is what I like and this is what I do or this is what I enjoy without going deeper. So this would be a wonderful time to get to know more about your Mercury, more about your Venus, and to focus on what you can do right now, assuming you have the time in front of you, that would be really interesting and really rewarding. And then for those of you who are a little further along in your astrological studies, the next thing you would do is look at the aspects that are connected to your Mercury and your Venus. So if either planet is conjunct another planet in your chart, that's important to know. If there's an opposition, That's where you're going to feel that push-pull between different parts of yourself. Even if there is a square from another planet, you're going to feel that. So you can go further into understanding the energetics of each planet by going into the aspects that they're receiving from other planets and points in your astrology chart. And if all this is new to you, I do have an introductory astrology course that has 6 classes in it that talks about the basics of astrology. So if you're brand new to all this and you want to go deeper and you want to get to know your chart, that astrological class is going to show you the specifics of who you are. And you can find out more about that below this podcast. But for those of you who are further along, sit down and speak to your Mercury and then listen to your Venus. And I feel like you're going to tap into something that is coming alive or coming open right now in 2020 that wasn't available to you before. And that's because of all the new energy that's coming in at this time. We do have a lot of light coming in. We do have a lot of support for the transformation on the planet, but also the support for the transformations that we are each going through. And I feel like this light energy is basically shining a light on all these other parts of ourselves that we just didn't know with a higher level of consciousness. So even if you're very familiar with your astrological chart, you're probably going to see something differently or hear something differently that you didn't acknowledge before. Okay, so as I say this, the visual that they're giving me is really cool. It's basically how, because our planet is undergoing very deep, intense energy changes, the big turnover, the dark to light, the understanding of a cleansing and a purge, the energy on Earth doesn't exist in a vacuum. It goes out to other planets, other energetics in the galaxy. And that means that Mercury, the planet Mercury and the planet Venus, in addition to all the other planets and moons, are also feeling the changes like a ripple effect going out to them. So I just got this visual of Venus being recoded. So here we have the planet going through some very big cycles, and I'm seeing energy just come off of Earth and kind of blast out into the cosmos, and those blasts of energy are felt by the other planets. So we actually have a cosmic solar system upgrade underway at this time. And we wouldn't necessarily know that because our subjective experience is right here on this blue and green marble of a planet. But what I'm seeing is that energetically, all the planets in our solar system are actually rising into new energy codes, and they are changing because everything is in relationship with everything else. Like, all energies are connecting and talking to each other. So as the Earth is shifting at this time, so is Mercury and so is Venus. And like I said, I'm seeing them as being recoded with these energies that are being shifted and transmuted. But I'm feeling their energies coming from the sun, and then it's like a mixture of other energies in the solar system. So it's not as if it's only Earth's energy that's affecting the Venus experience or the Venus codes. I'm just hearing Venus codes. But that would make sense when we look at how the feminine energy is rising on the planet. That's divine feminine, because there's also shadow feminine energies. You know, there's very evil feminine energies too. And it's important to keep that in mind, because there can be a loss of understanding about that. But, you know, there's energies of feminine expressions that are very low vibe, and those are being dealt with as well. So know that there's always a balance and there's always a back and forth dynamic. But what I'm seeing at this time is that as the divine feminine energies are activated and rising, it's shifting the dynamics and the relationships between all the planets as well. So I hope that makes sense. But essentially, it's the understanding that everything is in relationship with everything, and that as one change unfolds, of course, it would change or have effects with the other energetics as well. This is also connected to the quantum potentials at this time. And I feel too that we have had a timeline change that came in around the Aries equinox. And then the timeline change, I feel a quickening around it. But there was also a timeline change in January. So I feel like, okay, so these timeline changes are part of these tidal waves that I was talking about at the beginning of the show, where we're really feeling a lot is happening. And that's why you could feel a restlessness. You could feel an anxiety that you can't quite pin or understand. You could find it hard to sleep at night, that you're just waking up and you're buzzing and you're unsettled. That's very much in the collective right now. That's very much about all these shifts that are happening. And I feel things happening in a very big way, but it's all behind the scenes. And I felt this very strongly in 2019. You know, I just had all these visuals in 2019 of the courtrooms and judges and contracts and legalities and just things happening that were not known and not seen. And now in 2020, of course, there's more things that are going to be pushed out and pushed forward. And that's going to happen in due time. But in the meantime, we just feel the electricity in the air, if you will. We just feel the pulsing. The pulsing on the planet has changed. And we can look at that or measure it through the Schumann resonance. We can look at it and just feel it in our own chakra systems, our own personal chakras. I'm just feeling like, just know that it's not you. It's not only you, I should say. It's something that's happening in the collective energy field. And in case this helps, in case this helps to ground you or center you, I personally feel very excited about this year. I actually feel quite zen. Of quite curious and interested in how things are going to unfold and what's going to happen next. There's times when I've had some uncertainty. I've had that inability to sleep at night, or I wake up at 1:30 and I can't get back to sleep for hours. But those are just some of the waves that come through. And overall, I feel very excited, I guess that's the best word, for 2020 and the changes that are unfolding. I feel ready. I feel like we are ready. We want this change. We want these energies to move out, to flush out, to be gone. We want better on this planet. We want better requirements amongst ourselves, amongst those people we look up to, amongst those who are in the public eye, amongst our leaders. You know, we want better, right? And we're in that place of rising up. And I feel like so many of you, you've been doing your work for years and decades. You have been light workers on other planets. You have been souls with many experiences. This is why you're here. 2020 is the starting line. And you're being called to put your toes at that starting line and to get ready to do what you need to do with your mission work, your healing work, your energy work, even simply the beingness of who you are. This is it. This is the year that begins perhaps what you've been practicing or training for in many ways. So understand that you're going to have opportunities to be of greater service and to help those who need it, but also to just help the planet just by being awake, being aware, being highly intentional, staying above the fear, staying above the pandemonium or the chaos, and whether it's real or not, or whether it's something that you energetically connect with or not. I feel like there's enough people on the planet now who have put light onto the planet that we've reached this tipping point. And we reached it a while ago, but now it's coming forth. And the tipping point is into greater light that has not existed for a very long time. Like, as I say that, I'm getting the image of ancient cultures that were more simplistic and were very pure, and they had the light, and then it was taken over and it was ransacked. And that's where there was the grand cycles of energies that kicked in. We're living in a time where those grand cycles are shifting back to light, and we're seeing it unfold in our lives, and we're seeing it unfold throughout our lifetime. So it's quite an exciting time to be here. So if you can stay in that place of miracles unfolding, possibilities, dreams, abundance, healing, more of the long-term outcomes and developments, if you can keep your eyes on the long-term prize, it will help with any of these short-term developments or any, you know, unexpected turbulence that comes along. So stay focused on where we're going, on what matters to us, on what we can create as a family of beautiful light, as a family of higher consciousness, that humanity is moving through a very intense change, and we're so darn lucky to be able to participate and contribute at this time. So then we come back to your Mercury and your Venus. Your Mercury is how you think about it and how you think about your own process, your own unconscious thoughts that you can make conscious. And then Venus is the joy that you receive daily, but also the joy you bring to others, what you share with other people, because Venus is also friendship. She's relationships. She wants to connect with others. And so when you understand your Venus, you're going to understand more about the types of relationships and friendships that are best for you. So I hope this has given you some good things to look into and understand about yourself. I hope it's helped connect the dots a little bit more in your natal astrology chart. And then, of course, I do hope it helps you with navigating these big times that we're living in and this very big cycle of energy that we're moving through. To stay in that place of positivity, to stay in that place of certainty, and to stay in that place of being well-intentioned with what you want in your life. To know that you're supported, to know that we live in a benevolent universe, and that God, Source, Spirit, the universe, loves you, wants what you want, sees you as powerful, understands that you are a powerful source of energy. What are you going to do with your energy? How are you going to create some of your next dreams? And don't give up on that. Don't give up on what is possible in the world. Because as the world moves from this darkness to this lightness, there's going to be more potentials that were not available previously. So I hope this has helped you navigate this time, trust yourself, love yourself, and be very aware of your own mental processes. And I also hope that it reminds you that we are on a grand adventure all together, and we're doing this together. And the more that you contribute your own light to the matrix, to this 5D experience, the more joy you're going to feel, and the more you're going to understand why you as a soul said, I want to be here during this time. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm grateful for your presence and for your time. I do offer these monthly astrology webinars that help you navigate the month ahead, that help you understand what's happening in your own astrology chart. And these are the webinars that are about the transiting planets, and you follow along to see what is then happening in your natal astrology chart. And I wanted to mention that because the April one is now out, and if you use the coupon code Aries, you can get it for $11. Depending when you listen to this podcast, you can always check on my website and there will be the latest monthly webinar available. This is just another way that you can know your energy, know your life, know your themes, and make the most of it. So more details about that below this podcast. In the meantime, thank you again for listening, and I will be back on Wednesday with our weekly intuitive astrology and energies of the week ahead. And do keep in mind that this podcast has been going for 8 years now. I have over 550 episodes. And so you could go back in the library and listen to any previous topics, any previous shows. On YouTube, I do have a playlist that's all about 2020 energies if you want to listen to that. There's even a show about your 2020 toolkit where I talk about the big transformational energies of 2020 and beyond. So I just want to remind you that I have more to share and more to offer that I hope supports you and I hope resonates with what you need right now. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Go ahead and check out mollymccord.online for more classes, programs, and webinars, and check out consciouscoolchic.com for any of my 12 books, as well as spiritual teaching and consciousness topics. Thanks, everyone, and I'll see you soon.